Wanted to mention, of course, the sponsors for your big evening, too.
Yeah, we're very excited to have five event sponsors this year. Our traditional sponsors were actually established to recognize those that really helped start the Community Foundation, but the Trust Company, St. Gordon & Associates, Steel & Pipe Supply, KS State Bank have always been with us. 502 Media was really kind of a sponsor, but not in name, and this year we decided that as much efforts as they do to help make this event successful, we needed to add them to the sponsor list. So very excited about having them. People State Bank, Toyota, Dave and Kristen Dryland have helped. We know there are others that are coming, but you know, at this stage of the game, we're very appreciative of the sponsors. One of the things that I think is important to recognize is that the sponsor money, not only does it help put on the event, but this year, for every nominee that was nominated for the Community Foundation Awards, they will receive $100 to go to the charity of their choice. And that is made possible from the sponsorship money. So we're excited about that. So
again, it's next Monday. Dave, were you wanting to enter in a little bit from your perspective? I know you've been involved with this event for a number of years.
From the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, this is such a fun event to work with. And there's a lot of wheels in motion here with the staging of this event. You know, Vern and his staff at the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation do a lot of work in coordinating, getting the people, getting the nominees and the honorees and working with everybody. We've got, what, like eight on our committee? Something like that, seven, eight, nine?
Yep.
And we get together every couple of weeks to kind of put everything out there and just go over and try to, you know, up the game a little bit every year. And it has... how many did we have show up for the first year? Was it about 300?
Yeah, we were in the 350 range the first year, and we'd just gradually gone up and up.
And, yeah, and I think we're going to be pushing 600 this year.
There's a strong possibility of 600 this year. So
yeah.
It depends on how many people come back from spring break. So,
good point.
Well, that's a cool concept. but this is it's really an honor to be part of this. When Vern first approached me about doing this, you know, I think we were all on the same page, and you know, he had his vision, and so many people have bought into the vision, and it has become, honestly, I think it's one of the stellar events in our community, because the staging of it is something that is unlike any other event that is a community-related event here in town. It does, its main goal is to honor those that do a lot for the community, on behalf of the community, you know, and you know, Vern uses the phrase time, talents, and treasures. And, you know, some of the toughest things it is to whittle the list down from the nominees. And we've got so many people here in our community. We're so fortunate to have so many great people that that we get to recognize. And some of those not even are just the honorees, but some mm-hmm. that are also on the Community Foundation's board of directors.
Right.
And, it's true.
And there's a lot of great people there that are doing wonderful things for people in the community and all the organizations that fall under the umbrella of the foundation.
When he went through that list, I recognized, I think, a majority of every
sure.
name that you put out there. So
there's a
impressive.
Lot of coordination. There's a tremendous amount of coordination to put this all together. And Vern, you talked about 502 Media and the work that they are doing. You know, and from the video production side, I handle a lot of the audio production and some of the staging for the event myself and my company, and then serve as the master of ceremonies. And you know, we've just got a little group together. We just have a lot of fun putting this project on. And I think that it shows. It's a stage production. It's a lot of fun, and most of all, it's very rewarding. You will probably be hard pressed to find at some time throughout the night someone who hasn't wiped a tear from their eye.
He mentioned there was some sentimental, emotional stuff in there too. So that's
this might be a little
tough
ending.
So bring your Kleenex, folks.
Yeah, that's right. We're excited about that. But then the kicker from that, it transcends. We go leave the evening and we transcend right into our April activities. And, you know, we've got our Grow Green Match Day on April 21st. We've got 50 nonprofits that are participating in that this year. Phil Howe has continued to be our matching donor and continues to provide that. So we're excited about the opportunity is there for those nonprofits that are part of the program.
Had several actually on my program that are already mentioning the Grow Green, you know, as they come in and saying they'll be taking part. I have several different groups that are part of this and focus program also. Grant proposals you were going to update us a little bit on too.
Yeah, we're just finishing our grants for Greater Manhattan. We'll put a probably $130,000 into the community here and the upcoming WINCs. You know, right after the 1st of April, our DEAL grant program, which is a brand new one that'll put $500,000 a year into the community doing things for arts and humanities, basic human needs, and youth programs. So that opens up the 1st of April and will end the end of April, and so those decisions will be made in May. Of course, we've got the Yes Fund campaign in the summertime. We've got the YIC grant program. We work with the Pine Foundation. We also work with the Howe Family Foundation and the Goldstein Foundation and their grant programs. Last year, through all of our grant programs, we gave out just a little over $2.5 million. I'm anticipating that number will be $4.5 million or more this year. So totally excited about that.
Very impressive. Well, before we wrap up today, anything else you're wanting to highlight? Again, you got your big event next Monday evening. You mentioned the match day. Just anything else you're wanting to kind of say today, Vern?
Well, the biggest thing that I want to share is the Community Foundation is here to serve the community. And that has even expanded even beyond Manhattan. We now have 9 affiliates. One of our affiliates is in Wamego. One of our affiliates is in Junction City. Clay Center just came on board last week. And so the message about how a Community Foundation really supports the communities that they're in is very important. And we're here to serve them. We're here to serve all of our local charities. We don't have the funds to necessarily make the choices as a staff. We let our trustees, we let our community members make those choices. So it's truly a donor-driven operation to where their charitable interests are, we are here to help serve them and make those happen and be accountable for them in years as they go by.
It's been a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll get word, of course, on all the different awards given out next Monday night. When your Grow Green Day comes up, we'll want to hear from you then, too. So,
sounds great. Thanks,
Vern Henricks with us today, President, CEO, Manhattan Community Foundation. We'll take a break. Manhattan Fire Deputy Chief Ron Alms will be joining us. Lots to talk about with him today, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S takes care of residential and commercial customers, and they